Blog Talk Radio.
Murder on the beach, so it's not nice.
Food is so big, word, Lord, have mercy.
I keep pausing like I do. I keep pausing like I do. I keep pausing like I do. I keep pausing like you do. All these hands up in my jeans. You can't get up in between. You're trying to get up in front of me. I can fix you up in me. Why you looking at me like I ain't give you no choice? I count to three, say you'll be on your knees. You ever like Cartier? Oh,
you can't get this thing out of your mind.
He say he like that lappy tappy. He so goofy, call me daddy. He go stupid, he go dappy. Introduce me to his pappy. He can never live without me. I'm so real, I never capping. If he got it like that, I can take it there. Cause my
booty so big, work, Lord.
I keep pausing like I do, I keep pausing like I do, I keep pausing like I do, I keep pausing like you do. All these hands up in my jeans, you can't get up in between. You're tryna get up into me, I can teach you how to breathe. I keep pausing like I do, I keep pausing like I do, I keep pausing like I do, I keep pausing like you do. All these hands up in my jeans, you can't get up in between. You're tryna get up into me, I can teach you a couple.
Like, how to surf a man, how to work a man. It's on purpose, I'm doing it big. Body language like Vegas, Spanglish, I'll educate you how to do this shit. Temporary, that's never rary, I'm necessary, yeah, I am that bitch. You can't get this thing out of your mind.
He say he like that lappy tappy. He so goofy, call me daddy. He go goofy, he go dappy. Introduce me to his pappy. He can never live without me. I'm so real, I never capping. If he got it like that, I can take it, take it.
Welcome to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is Do What You Like with your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and none other than Mr. Metaphoria. What's good with you, bro?
What the fuck did you just play to start the show? Are you playing twerking music and shit?
Yeah, man. I like a good twerker, man. I like a good twerker. I don't know what you're talking about.
Let me tell you something, man. I like a good twerker, but I like the twerkers that got their little petite booties, man. They move different. Like them chicks that got the big old fake asses. Or
she got one of them little teeny ones, too. Yeah. You got to check her out. You got to check her out. If you don't know who she is.
They might have a little bit of stretch marks on the booty, but they ain't real long. They just little lightning strikes, like a light thunderstorm. It's something about it, man. It's just a petite ass.
Yeah. I can dig it.
And they clean
them. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening in online, please dial in. 319-527-6300 so you can enjoy the show sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got my Raw Links. You got yours?
I got mine. I put them on every time I go raw, too. I got the wrong list. That's why be average when you can be raw. Go raw.
There you go. Hey, shout out to our
Super. Listen, if you go raw with your Raw Links on, you will not have to pay child support because it won't let you get the girl pregnant. And ladies, it won't let you get pregnant as long as you got your Raw Links on. You know, that is one of the special properties of the Raw Links.
Don't y'all believe that. Don't believe it. Don't believe it.
If you get pregnant, call For Real the Poet and put the child support on him.
Yeah. He is the CEO of Raw Links as well as Epiphany Radio. Shout out to him. I guess he's still asleep because he was actually supposed to be here tonight. I don't know what happened. He said he was going to join us, but he must still be a comatose. That's all right.
Yeah. But y'all, you know, and y'all on some real shit, say your prayers for real the poet. He ain't feeling too good. You know, he's a little under the weather, so y'all keep for real in your prayers, you know. He would normally be like, mm-hmm, yeah, and all that good shit he be saying, but, you know. Because he ain't playing, feeling too good. He can't play with us tonight. Pause. No. That shit didn't sound right. He can't join us tonight. No, God damn it, fucking up already. Just a disclaimer, for real, the poet has never played with any of us, just to let everybody know.
Thank you. Thank
don't
you
want
clarifying.
No discrepancies going on here.
Thank you for clarifying. Appreciate that.
Tonight is the night. There is Monday. You know I got to love y'all because the national championship is on right now, and I'm here with y'all. So you got
okay,
to be important to me.
It's boring.
You know, it's still football. Shout out to DeLeon Tequila. That's what I'm drinking tonight. If you ain't drinking, why aren't you?
Shout out to the perfect blend of ice cubes and H2O. That's what I'm having tonight. It's such a perfect blend, and it goes down real smooth. Nice and cold, though.
Yeah, well, I got ice in my drink. I'm drinking tequila and zero sugar cherry Dr. Pepper.
Great mix. Oh, man, I had me a cherry vanilla Coke today. Ooh, my God.
Can't go wrong with that. Can I go wrong with that? I like the orange vanilla. What is it? Pepsi. It sounds weird, but that shit tastes good, though.
Yeah. So it says do what you like, and I don't know about you, Dave, but I ain't spitting not a single piece of poetry. I don't care who don't like it. That's what y'all here for.
Not
y'all
at
here
all. I ain't spitting nothing.
I ain't doing nothing.
Hell,
no poetry, no nothing.
Yeah, hell. He get tired of hearing us spit anyway. We want to hear from them and just want to let everybody know. This show is not just for poetry. If you got something you need to get off your chest or get off your mind, this is the place to do it. Just do what you like.
Because I tell you
this
one
is
thing.
The Monday relaxation. We come two times a month.
If y'all ain't heard me hosting
in a long time because I had gave this up. I don't know how the fuck they got me back to doing it. Some kind of way, though, I'm back to doing this shit, so. You know,
it was just
I'm here.
It was just a simple request, you know, just a simple request. Just ask, you know. Sometimes all you got to do is just ask somebody when you want something. And you'll be surprised. It just might get to you. So go ahead. Ask a crush for something.
Shit, I'm going to keep that in mind for the whole night. When the ladies call in, I'm going to have a request. Hopefully they give it to me. Yes. Lord,
yeah,
boy, do it. Shining on both sides. Like for real, the poet say, she be
like
coming in a holiday.
She be driving the blue Honda.
Yeah.
Hey man, let me ask you a question. If you had retirement money, right? Do you have retirement money invested, right? And it's invested in some stocks, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you was losing money on that retirement, would you not take a bulk of it out just to do as you please since you're going to lose on it anyway, or would you just leave it there so you could just keep watching your money disappear? What would you do?
I ain't leaving shit. Give me mine.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that I was thinking right.
Let me enjoy it.
I've come to the realization.
I got a story behind it.
Go ahead. Give it. Lay it on.
I have
lay
a true story behind it. A cousin of mine worked. He lived in California. He worked at Caterpillar for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
So he worked with this couple that also worked there. And they've been there the same amount of time he had, just a little bit longer than he had, though. So they got to retire before him. And they had all this money in retirement that they say they was going to spend once they retired. They didn't touch nothing. They let all that money stay in there. Once they retired, within 2 weeks, both of them passed away. So the kids got to enjoy all the money. They didn't get to enjoy any of it. Enjoy your life. You didn't work for that money. Enjoy that shit. Saving it. You don't know when you're going to leave this world. Enjoy your life. You know, you work for that retirement money for a reason. I mean, you know, me personally, I build up all that retirement money. I hit 65, 66 or something like that. Go ahead and give me mine. I want to find me a nice 25 to 30-year-old girlfriend, not wife, because I know she going to cheat, because at that age, old Junior probably ain't going to work anyway. But I'm going to do a lot of tricking on a nice, light-skinned, thick 25 to 30-year-old. So let me go ahead and enjoy this money while it lasts. So that's my plan. Just saying. And she ain't got to be light-skinned. Just nice, slender. I can't go into it. Boy, I tell you, there's some pretty things up in this world, man.
Oh, you ain't got to tell me, brother. You ain't got to tell me. We all got our vices when it comes to physical appearance of the opposite sex, or some of you like the same sex, whatever have you, whatever your pleasure.
They just got same sex my ass. I don't fuck around. No, I fuck that. Not me.
She is. I ain't gonna lie to you. I just wish I could dance like Usher or Chris Brown. That's all I'm saying. I wish I could dance like either one of them. You know?
I ain't got good knees like that no more. They got good knees. That's how they be sliding and shit, you know.
Man, they be doing some things, but I look at them doing them moves like, boy, what you gonna do in about 5-10 more years? Who going to be doing the slime for you? You going to just stand on stage and let everybody else dance around you?
That's pretty much how that's going to happen. Are they going to have a lot of aspirin or ibuprofen 800s? One of the two.
Yeah, they got to. Well, what do you say we do what you like and open up this first mic?
Let's open it up. Let's see who we got. I got a couple people might be calling in tonight. I've invited some people. And hopefully they be able to make it tonight. Some of my fellow poets from Oklahoma. You know, I know life has you busy sometimes. People got kids and people got stuff to do. But hopefully they be able to make it through. So,
I hope so, because we got one hand raised. And, you know, we're going to let this person speak and do what they do what they like. But, I'm for shutting it down just to watch the game now, but let's get this person.
You know it ain't shit to me, man.
Pearl Negra. Hey, Don.
It is the Pearly Negro.
Lord have mercy.
Welcome to Do What You Like.
Y'all about crazy. Oh, my God. Hold on. One second. Okay. You mean something you never heard that song before?
I've heard it before, and it is a very pretty young lady that sing it. Not just like, you know, I ain't a twerker. I'm not a twerker. I just ain't my thing, you know. But
hey, nice song. Very pretty lady that sang it.
Yeah, she's an enchantress.
Yeah.
Be careful with that.
What the song say? Booty so big, Lord have
mercy. I ain't gonna lie, that is my jam. That is, you can't help but get up and start dancing to it. Yeah, that's that word.
But you know, I'm a little different with them real big booty women, because I got to look at your arm length. You can't have all that ass and them CeeLo Green arms, because you can't clean it right. I would say, if you want to have a whole lot of ass, you need to have some long arms.
What if they got?
You know, I don't need you to clean it. I need you to get it clean.
Oh, Lord.
I said, give me the medium booty to petite booties, and I can deal with them.
Oh.
Some of the women that just don't. You know, I need you to have a... Your circumference got to be right to get around there to really get in there.
You've been up in that much ass, huh?
Hey, listen, I'm a freak. woman, get in the bed with me. I ain't leaving one motherfucking centimeter untouched.
Damn! All right, that's that scorpion. You, I hear you.
Touch all of it. Man. Tell him, Dave. Touch all of it.
But got to leave the light on, and I got to ask you what you ate for lunch that day. You told me you had some chili beans, and Oh, have mercy. I ain't finna finna hear that stomach rumble and you blow half my motherfucking face off. I don't think so. No.
Now, wait a minute. Let me ask you. You mean tell me you never had any flatulence within the act during the grown up? Huh?
Not with my face down there. I mean, I've been hitting it in my bucket and tried it before, but, you know. That feels funny when they do that because you hitting it just right and you're really in there and they fart. You feel that bubble come around your nuts. Like you feel it explode because you're like, ooh, that's funny feeling. But, you know.
Is that how we do?
Oh, man.
It kind of feels like farting in the bathtub. That bubble come up and it just explode around your nuts. You're like, ooh, that wasn't good. Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. That was not good right there. But, you know, I ain't stopped, though. Like, I mean, shit, I'm on a mission.
Oh, man.
What about you, man? You ain't experienced no gas during the act?
No, I can't recall that I ever have, to be honest. I think that's it's kind of embarrassing, to be honest. It's just a little embarrassing to both parties. And I guess one of the things I'd be like, make sure you clean yourself out before it's time. You know, just do what you got to do. Go ahead, go to the bathroom, take your little spray in there. You know, I got some wipes in there for you to wipe yourself. I hope you got some of your personals, you know, whatever you need, you know.
I mean, you're right, man. It can be embarrassing, but this is what you do, how you solve that. When you hit it, if she fart, just fart with her. Then, you know, it's an even playing field.
Wait a minute.
That way she don't feel as bad.
How do you sink up gas? How do you do that?
No, if she let it out, then you know you make that face and you just get it out.
Yeah.
Hey, did it on the clumps. They did it on the clumps.
Oh my God!
Yeah, you know, whole room smell like sex and bad stomachs. But it's okay.
Ooh,
you know, it's not feel comfortable with you.
Oh man!
But if you ever, both of you ever have gas during a 69 together, a fight will break out. You're gonna look like Ike and Tina Turner now. Yeah,
we'll break out.
You're not gonna grace my forehead with the air of the lunch you ate that day. Oh hell no!
Oh God! I'm gonna tell you, I did it one time. One time, my husband was getting on top of me. One time. And I let it go. He was like, never mind.
Oh, so you didn't
let it go. See, you let it go at the wrong time. You let it go before he got started. See, that's a security measure. You were trying to fend him off.
Ain't nobody tell him throw my legs up there on his shoulder. It just happened. He was like, never mind. I couldn't help but laugh, though. But it is a natural bodily function. I mean, I understand y'all get upset at the smell. Some people are really, really rank, like they need to clean themselves out. But if it's one that's not that bad, what you getting mad for? I mean, man, shit. You know, fart.
I can tell you though, like, I don't trust a woman that won't fart around me. Because if you're willing to hold all that gas on your stomach, you hold a lot of other secrets in.
Some people say that's one of the greatest intimacies is just standing in the bathroom while they going and you just taking it. I'm going to tell you, I watch the TikTok.
No,
right?
I ain't doing that shit. You're not taking the shit. I'm not coming in there, bro.
That's not cool.
I watch this TikTok, right? It was like a little holiday TikTok. Black couple, they had just shut the front door, and the both of them just stood there with their hands on their knees, and both of them let out the biggest fart.
And let it loose. I see that door.
Oh, man. It was hilarious.
I ain't mad at them. Look, it's teamwork. Teamwork. There you go.
Look, you ever been on that first date? And while you out on that date, you feel your stomach rumbling some of you. Like, oh, shit. Mm-mm. Come on. Not right now. This is the first date. And you manage it till that date is over. As soon as you drop her off, you have to roll all four of your windows down, and it sounds like a tuba playing out your ass.
Oh, my God. No, because you know
what? Or a tugboat or some shit. Just,
no. To avoid that.
But it's part of life,
you
know?
It is part of life. It's a natural bodily function, but you can also control that sometimes. Certain foods, you know, you don't indulge in, like a couple of days before the date, because you know it's going to have your stomach acting up. Can't do it. Mm-mm.
I just be like, fuck it, you're going to love me for who I am.
Well,
if you can't shake me for who I am, that's all. We don't even need to be together.
But
yeah,
you don't want to offend
point.
What I'm saying is y'all know y'all don't want to offend on the first date. Come on now. You know something going to give you gas. Don't even eat this. Don't even drink it.
Okay, but wait a minute, Danielle. Wait a minute.
What?
Y'all
what?
Women say y'all want honesty
yep.
out of a man. That's yeah. a part of our honesty.
Talk
this
about
is
it.
A part of
Talk
me.
About
now, don't tell me you want honesty if you only want a partial of it. Like, you know.
Okay.
Like, that's
I
just like, okay,
thing.
If you decide to give me some on a random night and you just shaved 2 days before and you got that copper wire coochie on top, so we're getting it in, that shit is cutting the hell out of it.
Oh, that
yeah,
because
you know when that stubble come back,
when that stubble
yeah,
start
okay.
coming back.
Now, see, if they have a good razor, you won't experience no stubble.
Just get it waxed.
No, you get your private area waxed and see how you enjoy it.
I ain't yanking nothing out. First of all, let me just say, I ain't got no problem with it because I don't have a problem. I have a high pain threshold, so it will not bother me.
Well, you knock yourself out. You been waxed down there?
I got my chest waxed about 2 years ago. I called every woman I was dealing with. I don't give a damn if you grow braids on that motherfucker.
I remember it too. I'm gonna tell you something. I don't care how high a pain threshold you have. If you haven't gotten waxed down there, you have no idea what you
different.
Are in for. Okay, it is different because trust me, they don't just hit the part around your tool. They gonna be in the butt crack too, and yank that out of there too.
Get it all. I don't like hair.
Hey, Vin. When you go to get it done, give me
get
a call
all.
Or my personal line, and you let me know about your experience.
Because
ain't no such thing as a high threshold for pain for that. Okay. Everybody,
I got a challenge for you, man. If you go get that done. We don't want video of what's going on, but we need you to record a video of your facial expressions while this is going on.
Yes.
Facial expressions only.
Yes.
So we can see just how deep that pain threshold was. Because, bruh, I'm telling you, nigga, that shit is unnatural. Listen.
I got you, bro.
I got you. I'm a witness. I heard what he just said, and you agree. You think you got him.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. So
yeah, when they
waxed
my chest, it made my bitch light come on.
What y'all doing to me?
Oh, man.
Well, I called them out. I said, listen here, lady. You don't have to trim it no more, shave none of that. We will get it on to Morris Day's Jungle Love. Like, we just let everything grow. Fuck it. Yeah, we can get as we intertwine, we can intertangle.
It's just a different level of pain. It really is. To have your hair yanked out like that. Then, what do we have to do to get you to go ahead and do that?
Hold on. Uh-huh. I use a pair of tweezers on my ingrown hairs, and I yank that joint, those jokers out. And I got some ingrown hairs.
Dave, you
should feel
like you don't get it, Billy.
I got ingrown hair that's like brush bristles. Do you understand what I'm saying? I've got hair that are like brush bristles.
He don't get it, do he, Dave? That level
of pain. We won't see this facial expression
right.
video
right.
when you go in
and
get
this
wax
on. I will make sure that you get to see all of it. Well, you know what I mean. You know what I mean. Facial expressions
Yeah, the facial expression's recorded, but are you going to get it done? That's
yeah.
what I want to know. Is there some... Oh, you are? I mean, it ain't...
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Y'all hear this, right?
Yeah.
I want to see this. I want to see this. I want to
well
see
put me,
your
you
pain
put me, threshold. You might as well put me in the next Jackass because I'm going to do it.
We want to see this because, man, I'm telling you. And listen, I got a high pain threshold, too. I'm something like a torture freak. But, man, just be prepared for some different shit because if it felt that bad on my chest, I will shoot a motherfucker in the face if they come toward my nuts if they got them wax and paper.
I'm trying to tell you. Look, I got a high threshold for pain, a very, very high threshold for pain, okay? But that
like
waxing,
I
I'm
you know.
Telling you, is
Stay tuned.
Different.
Stay tuned. Stay
All
tuned.
All right, we're going to see him go into another dimension of pain.
I have had.
I thought my girl was pulling my whole nipple off. I thought I was going to have one nipple after that. That shit hurt so goddamn bad.
I have had needles in my scrotum.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing can be as bad as
okay,
that.
First, I'm telling you, whoa, stop. Let's stop. One minute.
You heard
Why
right?
the fuck you had needles in your nuts? I just
that's too. There's a medical procedure, and that's too personal for live radio. Just know that it had to be done.
Oh, you,
how many needles did you get?
You got that's what? Okay, I understand it.
I got
how many needles did you have?
Two needles, one in each sack.
Two. Okay, well, it's more than just one or two yanks. Of your of that waxing.
First of all, do you even understand what a needle does? Do you even understand what a needle does?
Oh,
imagine a needle to the most sensitive part, the most sensitive part of your body.
Mm-hmm. I don't even want no hair from one with some sharp teeth. I damn sure don't want no needles. Mm-hmm. I look at their teeth. I look for that rounded edge. Be like, okay, them good right there. Okay, good right there.
Not the rounded.
What's that? But I'm different. I look at different shit with women. Mm-hmm. It's a couple of things that let you know when that woman going to really fuck your life up. If she got that little gap in between them front two teeth, good chance she's going to fuck your life up. If she got them little two back dimples at the bottom of her spine, she's going to fuck your life up. If she got both of them, you might as well go pay her electric bill and rent for the next 3 months because she going to really fuck your life up.
Yeah.
They were born different. I told my
dick.
I don't know about the gap. I think of a home, I think of a place.
I tell women, don't get that gap fixed. That is pretty. I mean, if it's any women listening out there in Blog Talk Radio land, listen. And to Danielle, you two, you're on this phone. Don't you change a motherfucking thing about yourself for no goddamn body. Because the shit that you may look at yourself at every day and feel it's a shortcoming, us fellas
That's
love
right.
that shit. Let me tell you something. I don't want to fuck with no woman that ain't got a stretch mark, a varicose vein, or something like that. Just let me know you've been in life. I love that shit. You know, all the shit that you look at. But don't look at that. Fuck that. I want that shit. Mm-mm. Oh, no. Y'all be changing too much shit as women worry about what a nigga got to think. I see nigga here, man. Just worry about what a man got to think. If a man don't... got some type of hang up, anything you got going on, he probably want another man. That's like if you find another man and say he don't go down, it's probably because the nigga sucking dick. So in life, don't worry about this shit. Move on. Just keep it pushing. Motherfucker don't want to do nope. Keep pushing. Any man say, I don't like how your hair look. Keep pushing. He looking for a man. He wants somebody with a face.
I wish a mother would tell me, listen. Okay, well, go on. Find what you like then. because I ain't got time for it.
You running that shit, you fucking one of them chimaroos. And don't nobody fuck with your chimaroos. You don't want no L, no B, no G, no T. You don't want that shit. You want man or woman.
Exactly.
You want that extra shit. And for anybody that fuck, I ain't made it yet. I ain't on that Kevin Hart shit. Hell, you mad at me because I say man is man and woman is woman. Fuck you too. Ain't no non-binary, ain't no transgenders, ain't no bis, no tries, no I will try laters. No, you born a motherfucking man, you a man. You born a motherfucking woman, you a woman. That's it. Just dang, I ain't got no in between.
All right, and
probably three, four motherfuckers might have hung up right now, but fuck them.
that's what's up.
Oh Lord, what did you bring for us tonight? What did you come to do? What you like tonight? What you want to do?
Van said, "Oh shit, let's get to some poetry."
let's get to it.
I brought some.
I mean, because you got people out there. Wait,
Mike,
you got people out there listening. You got people out there listening, and they want to hear some poetry. Ain't nobody raised their hands yet. I ain't gonna call nobody out, but the mic is.
I tell you what, if you don't raise your hand now, we will open your shit up at least to say hi to you. So make the choice on your own.
All right, y'all. So I got something. This is called That Mixture. It is said that the juice of the darkest berry is the sweetest. Well, I grant you an all access to my mahogany overflow. Come savor my flavor of the sweetest sweetness. I would love to lick the mixture of your fruit and my natural essence off your body. That mixture, that taste that only tastes like you and my cries of, ooh, you taste so good. Lick it from the places hidden that only tongue and soul can access. I crave you when you're not around, and when you think I'm not looking, I trace the shadow of your silhouette with my tongue as my fingers plunge. They orchestrate a symphony of detailed moans through uncontrolled breath into the air. Your body is a song I want to sing into forever because I want the taste of your thoughts of you and I. As I call out how good sheets covered with uninterrupted thrust through tangled, obscenely imprinted, sweated bodies, stains in the last throes of raw passion through the sound of your name. Play with me. Tease me until drops of glistening, vibrant ecstasy paint your face and moisturize my thighs. The slurps and gulps and, oh, God, give me some. You are the art of seduction. I want you. You have always been my favorite flavor in my fantasy. And I want to continue to chase my fulfillment. And that's that piece.
Booty soup.
Man, you
big.
Go first.
Lord, have mercy. I thought my mic was still muted. There was so much about this piece. Did you say you moisturized your thighs? Did I hear that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm, mm, mm.
Yep.
Check, please. Time to go. Metaphor, please.
Miss Danielle, a.k.a. the Pearly Negro, I want to say thank you for writing this piece about me. I really appreciate that. I know everybody didn't know that. So I want to say thank you for writing this piece about me. You know, you let our secrets out, but it's okay. You know, I really appreciate you making me feel some type of way. I'm just saying.
No.
And on a serious tip, I want to let you know your poetry runs deep. into a lot of realms that you may not even realize yet. But, like, we really enjoy your shit. Like, you get a transformation when you spit. And your nastiness is not vulgar. Therefore,
right.
it's true erotica in parts. Because you still put love in that shit, but you have erotica in there. Because I tell you, when people, you know, a lot of people come through with dick pussy, fuck, suck, dick pussy. That ain't true erotica. That's fucking smut that don't take no fucking talent. So if anybody gets offended by that, I frankly don't give a fuck. You can't write. If that's all you say is dick and pussy and fuck me, just go play marbles or something. Don't do this poetry thing. But when you can hit the metaphors and shit to make a person type of way, that's real erotica right there. So that smut shit, you can keep it and shove it up your ass. This was beautiful, and I really enjoyed
Thank
it,
you.
Miss Pearly Negro. You know, I ain't going to never
you.
Say your name right, but yes. You do your
hey,
shit.
You
and we still have yet to
Pearly
forget
Negro.
The line when you said his smile was so bright. I'm going to ask him to brush his teeth with the stars.
Yeah.
That is the dopest fucking shit to me.
Still is.
Like,
still.
Damn.
Still is.
Thank you, guys. Oh, okay. Thank you.
Now, can you let everybody know what you got going on in the Epiphany Radio universe, please?
Yeah, I can. Alternating Saturdays with Poetic. I am in Poetic Therapy with my co-host, Stan the Man Phillips. Monday nights, I am one-third host of Soul Cafe. I co-host with the CEO of Epiphany Radio, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas, and Poetic. And Wednesday nights, I am one half host of The Love Zone. And I'm in there with my sexy, sultry voice diva. I can't give y'all a topic right now, but I know y'all going to love what we come up with. But y'all come on by Wednesday night and get caught up in The Love Zone. Back to you, gentlemen.
Yeah, when y'all be on Wednesday, the voices y'all be using on that Love Zone, I just can't help but touch myself. I'll be like, just damn. This is going shit. This is $3.99 a minute right here. God damn.
Lord have mercy.
Every time I call in the Love Zone, I just take my pants off. I'll be like, fuck it.
Oh, daddy.
Hey. Danielle, if I could say one more thing to you before you go, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, we've enjoyed you coming through, but bang,
and she's out of here. What does she think? She know to do what you like.
Yeah, she's laughing
yourself.
Like hell right now. She say, them motherfuckers. I know that's what she's saying.
You know that's what she's saying. You know it. You know it.
Guarantee it.
All right. Guarantee it.
She'll cuss us out later.
Should be all right. Should be all right.
Yeah, yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Beautiful piece.
Well,
though.
Next up.
Beautiful piece.
That was. It really was. It was really nice. Really nice. Very, very sensual. Very erotic. Very. Whew. Yeah. That, we're just going to leave it at that.
Next up.
On Do What You Like. Ladies and gentlemen, coming to the mic, it is our brother, not last tonight, Just Jay. What's good with you, bro?
Man, what's going on with y'all? I've been checking y'all out for a minute. David Machi, you crazy as hell.
What's going on, Just Jay?
What's
gonna
happening,
get you?
Bro? Tell him again, bro. Tell him again.
No, I ain't going to tell him
again.
I'm fucking around.
I'm be fine next week. Yeah, just, you know.
Man, I've been enjoying
so
this. It's been funny
man.
Still, Dave. Man, y'all make a good tandem in here, man. It make me mad I ain't tuned in before I did. Y'all been in here going ham.
Oh, thank you, bro.
Well,
you know,
we appreciate that, man. We just try to give some some light to Monday's coming. You know, this show is about fun.
Right.
This show, you know, whether it be poetry or just getting something out of chest, it's about fun. It's something that, you know, life rough right now, man. You got the Megatron shit and the Naval and all that shit going on. So you got to have something to enjoy yourself and have a good time with life, you know. A lot of people just ain't
man,
one of them
I appreciate you bringing
that,
man. You, your talent
that.
To the full now, making folks laugh.
Well, I appreciate that. That's, you know, that's mighty light skin of you. We fuck around and give you a temporary call to join the light skin.
No, don't do that. I can use day cream. I want to do that.
we might let you in.
Careful,
one day,
man. Hey,
you know,
hey,
you never
hey
know,
man. Careful. I done seen some light skinned women, you know, hanging out in the streets, and then we go home and, you know, they come out the bathroom, they chocolate it down or what. I'm like, whoa. What happened?
Said,
right.
What happened?
Yeah. I mean, it's the same way with the makeup though. If you got to spackle it on, it's too much. It's too much.
But you ain't lying. I said I'm gonna start going to the club with an alcohol wipe. And so she say hi, I'm going to wipe her whole damn face because I don't think she really looks like.
She didn't pay $85 for that. You're going to have a fight.
You're going to have a fight for it.
I mean, you know, you could take Halle Berry home and wake up with Grace Jones and didn't even know what the fuck was going on.
Didn't even know it.
Strange J.
There you go. Strange J. And what my man say? Simply marvelous. He was loving him some Strange. He was loving it.
Strange might have had quite a few people, man. With all that, yeah.
He was loving him.
And I'll tell you one crazy thing about that is the ladies that create these new faces and personas with this makeup and the fake breasts and the Caprice Classic asses and all this, they go out and say they're looking for a real man. You don't even know what the fuck you look like no more.
Oh, man.
Because you created this image that you start to believe of yourself. Now, you got to realize at 6 in the morning, everybody, they ugliest. No matter how pretty you might be at 9:30 at night. 6 in the morning. That shit gonna tell off on you. So just be yourself. I wrote a piece one time called Take That Shit Off. Ladies, if you listening, we don't give a fuck about that shit. We want to know you.
Right.
So we gonna give you us. You know, we want to know you. Yeah, we gonna, when you wake up in the morning, we've been drinking that Hennessy, drinking that tequila, smoking them Blackened Miles, the Newport 1000s, all that. We waking up breastfeeding and ugly in the motherfucker. So if you can deal with us then, and we can deal with you then.
Man, I had seen a video one time about this woman. She had got a bunch of plastic surgery. She was ugly. It was like a little cartoon. Mm-hmm. She had a little gargoyle face and this, that, and the other, and she got everything all puffed out.
Oh, you know
nice.
What?
She got herself a
nice-looking
man. Yeah.
I saw that. You talking about Lil' Kim. I saw that.
Hey, look, shout out to Lil' Kim. I never thought Lil' Kim would be the black Miss Piggy. So thank you, Lil' Kim, for doing your thing.
She liked the office.
Oh, Lord have mercy. I quite know what went wrong, but, you know, hey.
Yeah, man. I thought Lil' Kim
hey,
was
I wish she'd say the way she was. She was beautiful, man.
Exactly.
She ain't had to change nothing.
She was beautiful the way she was. She ain't had to change nothing, man. She ain't had to change nothing.
Mm-mm. Boy, back in the day when she said, I make a Sprite can disappear with my mouth, I kind of felt a little shorter because my shit ain't wide as a Sprite can. You know, I got what I got. But,
you was going to watch
you know,
her
if
die.
If you can make a Sprite can disappear, you're going to get an echo with my shit. But I'm cool with the echo. Reverb. Give me some reverb here.
Right.
I ain't got no Sprite can worth, but
some yodeling head.
Man, that's serious right there. Well, Just Jay, what'd you bring tonight, bro?
Yeah,
man, I brought something. That's something I had lost, man. I think I might have did it here once, like a year, 2 years ago, or something like that. I looked at it and I started reading it. I said, it's pretty good. And then I said, I wonder where I stopped at. And I kept on going down the page. And I was like, you know what? I think that's long enough.
All right, bro.
And that's what I'm about to
say. Hey, bro. Yeah, the mic is yours.
All right.
Do your thing. Do what you like.
Appreciate you, fellas. All around the world, people have expected. And nothing short of the best was accepted from the poets. You must excel. You must be in the upper echelons of even the bottom rungs, because poets are a lowly lot. The best of the lowliest, the dregs of society, all old poetry, a debt of gratitude. And we, us, and especially you, are a lowly lot. In whatever form she may take, through her many disguises and variouses and varieties, to say the least, poetry has been a fickle lover, a disgusting lover, and a lover of herself. She has strewn the streets with flames of fire, leaving behind dead mics in her wake. She has the audacity to claim innocence, but at her feet lie the fried corpses of many moths, enchanted by her allure. Although the evidence is evident, she still holds to the allegations being false, while she steadily pours poets freely like water upon a desert landscape to shake and bake. In lavish efforts, they gushed their emotions, gasping for breath in verse, withering in the annals of time, line by line by line. Poetry has committed this crime, and we all are her accomplices. Poem.
Dang. Poetry out here killing people, bro? Dang.
Yeah, murdering and death in the street.
We're accomplices, man.
Hey. You know what you sign up for.
Man, I ain't never known that I was aiding and abetting.
Yeah, I like the way you ended it. You didn't say end piece, I didn't say poem. That's cool shit. Like you had on a goddamn turtleneck or something. You're like, poem.
That's what's up, man.
Yeah, that was
nice
some dark
piece.
Shit. Like, I mean, you're going to the penitentiary by your motherfucking self. We're not accomplices. We ain't going with you. You're on your own. You're going to fight for your own pudding and your own chocolate yummy.
Hey, man, the worst, a poets are the second worst as far as emotional togetherness, man, and comedians is the worst. So we neck and neck, and Dave over here doing double time.
I'm not going to lie to you, bro. You might as well call me Peter right now. I wasn't with poetry. I never knew poetry. No, it wasn't me.
Van said he's going to point in the courtroom. It was him.
But me. It was him.
So it's like the dude, like, when they catch the one dude, then he say, hey, they got us, man. Come on out. They got us.
Yeah, they got us. They got us. Come on. They got us. You be like, us?
I'm messing you up.
They got us.
Oh, man.
It's funny you say that they got us. Jay, I'm going to give you a funny story before you leave. My brother was running from the police, right? And they lost him. He was hid in the bushes and shit. And they said, we might as well let it go. We lost him. But he got badass allergies. And that motherfucker started sneezing right when he was getting ready to walk off. After three achoos, they said, nigga, we got you. Locked his ass up immediately after that. So if you got allergies, don't run from the police. Go ahead and turn yourself in and save yourself a charge. Because if you have it in the bushes,
don't hide in the rosemary.
Yeah, they're gonna get your ass. Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
Hey man, I drug myself with y'all, man.
Hey Jay.
Hey man, Dave.
Yeah,
I'm sorry I missed last week, bro. I'm sorry I missed last week.
Bang,
I was trying to make it too, man.
Yeah. See what happens when you miss last week? You got banged on. See, you didn't just nuke it.
Yep.
Good one, man.
Happened,
I was
man.
Waiting. Yeah. I was anticipating, and I'm like, I know Van going to get him in a minute.
You knew I was going to get him. You knew it. He knew I was going to get him.
You know, it was right there.
Look, he tried to end the call before we could do it. Let me go ahead and get him. Bro, we ain't done with you yet. We ain't in control of the show.
Yeah, you ain't getting away that damn easy.
Not that easy. Not that easy. Next up, we got, you might as well get ready to drop it on down, Dave. We got Ms. VIP. Hey, Ms. VIP.
Oh, shit.
Are you muted?
Are you muted?
Hey, y'all. How are you?
There she go. What's going on, Ms. VIP?
Nothing much.
There's
you know,
that
it's
voice.
Funny, it's funny to hear you guys talk about, you know, fake things and stuff like that. And I just finished a piece all about that. And I'm thinking, oh, wait a minute.
You gotta put your mouth closer to the mic. Or you sound like you're across the room.
We can't hear you. Yeah, we can't hear you.
Oh, are you sure?
And we can hear all of this.
You can hear all of
that?
Okay, let me see
Blog Talk been on some bullshit. We have been much clearer than this for weeks, and this shit is fucking up now.
Oh, my. Let's see if I can clear myself up a little bit, okay?
Do what you got to do.
Are you on speakerphone or something? Yeah. No, do your thing. Shit, somebody will hear you.
Give me a second.
Boom, 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 boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom,
boom, boom,
boom,
boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom,
No, you got to say Hold on. No, you're not going to act like that you wasn't having a whole conversation before you did whatever you had to do. Can we finish the conversation that we was having before you just jump into your piece?
Well, go ahead.
You were talking, baby. You were talking. We were listening.
No, I was just stating that what you guys were talking about at the beginning of the show, I made a piece about. And it was really coincidental, I suspect.
Mm.
Now we're like, hey.
Dave, can you tell her what she can do right now?
Just take the mic and put it right in front of your lips and do what you like.
All right. Thank you. This is Untitled. Love made her blind. Not seeing the forest for the trees. She pleaded for clarity, but her heart got in the way. Red flags she chose to ignore. Her body was filling him so much, everyday life seemed a bore. Taking risks made her impulsive. She wanted to be dynamite, like dynamic, right? Dyeing her hair purple, blue, and red, yet keeping her spectacles for a sophisticated look. She wanted to be different, not going by the book. So she changed her whole being. Deep down, she hoped he would see her intelligence and wit because she didn't like the way she looked. So her hair was done, fried, dyed, laid to the side, pretty clothes, smoky eyes. Oh, he gave her a glance and took a whiff and gazed at her, decided to give them a chance. Her beautiful brown eyes gave her away. He saw the vulnerabilities, insecurities she faced. Perhaps he saw the same in himself. So he asked for her hand, took her for a walk, passed by a store and looked at their reflections in the mirror. Gone was the makeup. The sexy clothes were gone, replaced by casual clothing. All that was left was her confidence, her intelligence and wit. And he smiled because he loved what he saw. She felt like a natural woman, ready to accept his all. And finally, ready to give him her. That's that piece.
Yeah, that's the kind of woman we were talking about, Dave. Yes, we was.
Goddamn right.
VIP, you know how to come through with that thing and do that thing with your thing that you do so well. You know it. You just be, you be playing around or shit. We know what you could do.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. For real would say something like, ooh, baby love. Ooh. That one again.
And be sure to let her know that I say shout out to Miss Barb. I got to give Miss Barb her shout out.
Here we go.
Angela, don't be asking to see Van's goddamn eyes no more because we're going to break up again.
Hey, 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 you mind your business. She can ask me to see my eyes anytime she wants.
We're not going to take that shit.
You ain't got no choice. She a grown woman. She can do what she wants.
Oh, well, that may be
like
so, but that we
tough.
We will fight, man. We will fight, man. Because, see, Adrian, for what you just come through and spit, I didn't even want to bang on you, but, you know, bang.
I had to get a one time. That was a good one.
She laughing. She talk shit tomorrow.
Yeah, she gonna get us. She gonna get us. Yeah.
Yeah. Already know it. Miss VIP, she wanted it. That is our play sister. That ain't our for real sister. You know, she got to be play. That's Van's play sister. Ain't my play sister because I'll do a lot of strange things.
No. She already told me that she done unfamilied me. I'm no longer in the family.
Well, me neither. Shit, I have divorced the family.
Yeah, she's no longer in the family. That's why I can hit on Mama. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's what I say. I'm either be Miss Barb's son-in-law or Miss VIP's stepdaddy. One of the two. One day it's gonna come to pass.
It's
gonna come. Speak it into fruition. I can't spell fruition. I can say the shit, but I can't spell it. I'm just saying.
Hey, you remember how you said? Remember how you said we're just gonna open some mics, right? Remember, we're just gonna open some mics. Let's see if we're going to get fired. Baby.
Yeah, hey, open that shit.
Baby.
Lawrence Douglas of Arabia.
Joe.
How you feeling, man? You feeling a little better? You hanging in there?
You at the plantation?
Yeah, I'm hanging in there, Bob, this time.
Yeah, we got to wear the shoes.
Understandable.
We got to wear the shoes under the weather. You got to listen to the beginning of this show to understand what we're talking about. But we done asked everybody to lift you up, you know.
Hey, that's what's up, Ross. That's what's up.
Yes, I quit because you ain't been feeling too good. So to any of you ladies listening, if you're in the vicinity of For Real LaPorte, if you see him, just to make him feel better, give him some head. You know, that will help his healing process. You know, don't be selfish. For a little bit, you know, to make him feel better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he'll like it if you start singing Please Be Gentle. He'll love that. So go ahead and sing that to him while you're doing it.
Right.
Uh-huh.
How you got to do this? Mm-hmm. Be a giver. Be a giver. Yeah, don't be selfish. Be a giver.
Don't be selfish. Don't be selfish. Don't be
yeah, thank you, Papa. I appreciate it. Ain't no light in bed here with you, so.
That's all right, bro.
We just
all
had
right,
to fuck with you real quick. Yeah, we won't hold you. Yeah, there you go. That's how you doing.
We're going to get fired tomorrow, Dave.
Fuck it, hell. We'll be hired back in 2 days, hell.
Oh, man.
We ain't got to show tomorrow. Fuck it. If we get fired tonight, hell, we'll be back by Wednesday. Yeah.
Absolutely. Let me go ahead and play this station on the vacation real quick.
This is Tiffany Radio. The real Network.
What's up? It's your boy Big Buck, the Rhymes live and direct. Network. Your poetry outlet. The next phase is online radio. Epiphany.
From one amazing tune to the other.
Epiphany.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Epiphany Radio. Tonight's show is Do What You Like with your host, Mr. Metaphoria, and yours truly, Poetic. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please press 1 to do what you like.
Yeah, cause if Metaphoria. Y'all don't press 1, we'll talk to 2-3 more people, and we'll cancel. We'll shut this motherfucker down. Shit, it's Monday. The football game's still on. The
football game is still on. It's still on.
Oh, open another mic. Let's say hi to somebody else. Who we got listening, man?
Area code 614. I believe this is Kelly Connor.
Hey.
How you doing, darling?
Hey, guys. Good. How are you all doing?
Doing good.
We can't complain.
Well,
why you didn't raise your hand? Why we had to open your mic up?
I was just listening tonight. I don't even have a piece ready, but I am enjoying
it. You ain't
got to
have a piece. You just raise your hand or raise your legs. Here, we'll take either one. I mean, raise your hand, you know. Just, we're glad you're enjoying the show tonight. Can't complain.
And some great poetry, as usual, so. I wish I would have had something ready to read for y'all, but
it's all right. It's all right.
I've been enjoying myself. So
good. We're glad you enjoy yourself, because that here
most
do what you like. It's all about the enjoyment and the poetry.
Right, right. It's a fun show to start out with, though. You know how poets be, Kelly. They come through with that depressed shit all the time and want people to. You know, y'all are, everything is so bad. Life fucked up for everybody right now. Shit, it ain't just them. Yeah, so you got to find yourself some enjoyment in it. That's the way
Absolutely.
I see it, you know.
Oh, for sure. I didn't know where the conversation was going to go.
Shit, we don't even. We just roll with it.
It got wild.
It did get wild. It could get pretty wild over here on Do What You Like. You know, there's no filters. There's definitely no filters.
Yeah. But Kelly, we just want you to know that we appreciate you coming through.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, we're just saying we appreciate you coming through and enjoying the craziness and everything. You know, you want to just sit back on the wall and, you know, just be a fly on the wall. It's okay because, you know, you could get banged,
you know.
Too.
Bang.
Yeah, it is. You know,
hear
you
it,
bang a little
like
harder when you're up against the wall. When you bang them against the wall, they hit different.
Yeah, just hit different. Just hit different.
What? Who else we got, Van? We got anybody with their hand up? We need to just open up about 2 more mics.
We'll have 2 more mics to open. Well, let me
you
get a Epiphany right now.
You say we got 2 more?
We
don't have 2 more.
Oh, we don't. Mm-mm, we don't. We're gonna go ahead and
fuck it.
I'm gonna get a rundown.
Say your ending pieces and get a rundown, and we can finish the show out and we can watch football
game. Absolutely, ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for Mojave with, let's see, which one of his shows tomorrow? Fly Speak. Yeah, that's it, Fly Speak. Wednesday night is going to be the Love Zone with Ms. VIP and La Pearl at Negler. Thursday night is a Get Down with J. Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night is going to be Renaissance Poetry with your host, Keith Eric. Saturday night, y'all, is Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently with yours truly, Poetic. Sunday night's The Inspiration Factory with Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic.
And then next Monday will be the return of the Soul Cafe with your host, the CEO himself, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet Douglas, the Pearl Negra, and yours truly, Poetic. Yeah. Make sure y'all tune in. Come on out. Have a good time. Metaphoria, what else you got for the people?
Peace, love, and Afro Grease. Good night.
All right. Thank y'all for coming out. One love. Good night.